Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
As Benny King brings us back, one of the greats.
No, I won't.
Welcome back to the 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Joe Tankersley is our guest. He's a former writer, producer for Disney, for Walt Disney Imagineering. He's the author of Reimagining Our Tomorrows, and we're talking about that, your tomorrows, and as in tomorrow, maybe the day after tomorrow, not tomorrow's as in 10 years from now. We're talking about tomorrow. Hey, Joe, thanks again for being here. I was thinking, when I think of, you know, at my age and my history, I think about automation. I go back to, I think back on studying about Henry Ford introducing, you know, the assembly line. And of course, Over my lifetime, my first technology and when I went to work was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper. So we've come a long way since then. And but today, when people think of automation, it's more digital automation, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because so much of our work has migrated to the digital sphere. Yeah.
So we got artificial intelligence. That's one form of automation, right? These are things, folks, that we're talking about, that if they're not already all up in your business, they're going to be pretty soon, aren't they, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, artificial intelligence, that's an interesting term. I heard somebody the other day talking about the fact that when TurboTax was originally introduced, everybody called that artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a software that would do your taxes for you. And of course, now there is artificial intelligence that could be your chief financial officer. And that's right. How fast it is. It advanced.
Well, and back in those days, like you were talking about, that was basically just a wizard. It wasn't really AI. It was just a wizard, right? Is what we called it.
Oh, and, yeah. We're really starting, you know, the real advances in artificial intelligence are learning machines, you know, the ability of software to actually glean through massive amounts of data.
Right.
Find patterns and begin
if this then that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, the applications are enormous. Of course, everybody's familiar with IBM's Watson computer. That's probably the most well-known example.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did it win at Jeopardy, but one of the things it's doing right now is they're using it to diagnose diseases.
Right.
And if you know, it's got the key to artificial intelligence is really speed. It can analyze so much more data.
Well, and see, that's how Amazon is hurting a lot of small businesses because they have so much of that. Small businesses are going to increasingly be able to defend themselves because more and more AI applications are going to be made available to them. And all you and I are trying to get them to do is to say, okay, I'm going to start looking for that. I'm going to look around for where can I get some little bite-size applications and diminutive budget offerings of artificial intelligence to help me be a little more competitive. That's really all we're talking about, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's where the opportunity is. And one of the things that we're starting to see or will see in the next couple of years is access to essentially – rent AI, you know, because it's all about computing power.
Right.
And so you don't have to go out and buy a quantum computer, but you do have the ability through people like IBM and
right.
big companies like that are offering those services.
It'll be part of the Windows offering, part of the Office offering probably before long for Microsoft.
Oh, yeah, that's where you're going to see it become available to those of us who mm-hmm. you know, are looking to just sort of dip our toe into it. You know, and for the things that it works at, it's incredible. You know, and it really is about that ability to, if you've got something where you need to have access to huge amount of data to make really good decisions
mm-hmm.
quickly, you know, humans, we can't keep up with that. You know, we're going to have to give that work off to the machines. There's
That's
no
right.
question about it.
That's right. Another thing that they're going to be experiencing before too long, if they haven't already, is somebody's going to walk up and want to give them some cryptocurrency. They're going to say, "Will you take Bitcoin for this hamburger?" That's happening in some places already, but it's not everywhere like taking a debit card, but it's coming, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the funny thing about it is it's here in many cases. You know, Bitcoin is probably the best known, and I was just looking at some statistics yesterday, and you know, there are 250,000 retail establishments in Japan that take Bitcoin already. And some of them are ones that Home Depot does now, I think, here in the United States, or at least it was. Subway sandwich shops does, places that you wouldn't expect. And then there's that, you know, corner diner that are starting to do it. Because, you know, the thing about Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, anybody can take it. You know, there's not a lot of overhead in order to get it.
Well, what these small companies
business.
Are going to have to do is associate with a clearinghouse. I mean, they've already got their little systems that they use to take credit cards. Makes it easy for them to do. Part of that package is going to be the ability to convert that cryptocurrency into dollars in their bank deposit. That's going to be how the and whenever somebody offers you that, folks, you need to start taking that, right, Joe?
Well, I'll be honest with you and tell you, I'm a little bit of a reluctant embracer of crypto coin right now for two big reasons. The first one is, in fact, this just came out the other day. There is, you know, it's claimed that the great thing about it is you can't hack it. Turns out that some of the biggest cryptocurrencies have been hacked.
Oh, yeah, no, that's exactly right. I guess what I was talking about is the systems that you use will convert it into dollars for you, and they'll take the cryptocurrency. And let them deal with it. You take the money, but do it through cryptocurrency. We'll come right back with Joe Tankersley. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.